Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your wake-up call. Wake up the passion and God's purpose in you. Purchase Wake Up Call, the book by Arthur Pastor Annie Sally. Tune in to Wake Up Call Radio Show. Join host Pastor Warren and Annie Sally and their guests for a powerful dialogue. Real talk for everyone. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Welcome, welcome to the Wake Up Call Radio Show. This is Pastor Annie Sally. You can join us right here every Sunday at 5 p.m. Well, today we're super excited that you've decided to join us for the Mind, Body, and Soul Makeover. My scripture is coming from 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You're not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. Well, that sums it up. And today we have a phenomenal speaker here with us. I tell you, Dr. Gerald Higginbotham is a motivational speaker, life coach, airline pilot, and the author of Collaboration, Teamwork, and Networking. He's also the author of This Is Your Captain Speaking, Life Lessons I've Learned at 35,000 Feet. Welcome to the Wake Up Call Show, Dr. G.
Well, thank you, Pastor Sally. It's a privilege and an honor to be on your show today. And, hey, better get ready. Fasten your seatbelt.
Hey, my seatbelt is on. I am ready. I know you have a wealth of information to share with us and our listeners and viewers today. So, Dr. Gerald, tell us three things that you would like the viewers and the listeners to know about you.
Well, I'm a leader. Let me back up. I love God with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. Number two, I'm a leader. I'm a family man, and I'm about our communities, helping us get to another level, experiencing a higher level of success here in the Americas.
Good. That's good. Well, Dr. Gerald, we're excited, and we have been anticipating this show for today because you have done so many great things, and I want you to just share some of your initiatives. We have the entire hour, and we want you to actually share those with us. I don't know which one you want to start with, but, let's do this. Let's start with your the books I mentioned. Let's start with Collaboration, Teamwork, and Network, and then you can go into This Is Your Captain Speaking, and then your latest initiative.
Okay, very good. We'll start off with that because it's important because I want to drop a little scripture on you, where it says in Psalms 133, oh, how good it is for the brethren, and I want to include in here, sisterins, to come together in unity. It's like the precious Amen. Oil to run down the beard, to run down to the skirts of Aaron's garment. It's like the Mount dew to run down the Mount of Zion. He said, for there, where you are in unity, I will command the blessings on you for life and forevermore. Now, see, Amen. I'm really into the laws. Life is governed by laws.
Amen.
And we've been lacking in knowledge as it relates to spiritual laws, natural laws, and man-made laws. You see, God wants to bless us. He said, I will command the blessings on you where you are in unity. And that's been the issue. There has not been enough unity. So the book, Collaboration, Teamwork, and Networking, that book it was designed to help us come together in unity.
Okay.
If you want to be blessed, he said, where are you in unity, I will command the blessings on you. And the word blessed means to be rich. It means to be empowered to prosper. And this is so important that we understand the key is about collaboration. It's about coming together, working together around a mission and cause. We've been saying for the longest, we need to come together. Have you heard that before?
Absolutely.
Would you like to know the reason why we've never really came together?
Talk about it.
It's pretty hard to do what you haven't been trained to do.
Oh, wow, that's good.
You know, you can only do better when you know better. And I want to move just a little bit. Well, you know, before I leave collaboration, teamwork, and networking, I'm encouraging everyone to get that book because one of the things that we put in it, we talked about the new system. You know, we've shifted from an industrial-based society to a new knowledge-based economy, so it's a different paradigm that we're in right now. And so I put some things in there towards the end of the book which really help you make the paradigm shift quickly so you can be able to see the new system. You know, I love what the Word of God says. You got to be born again to be able to enter into the kingdom. You got to be born again to see it. And so this is, we put this information out there so that people can be able to begin to internalize it and process, what does this new information age mean? What does the new social, what does the new political, what does the new economic model look like for us? And then the next thing that we also put in that book was the how to get it done. Now, we didn't put everything in there because when we're in the information age and knowledge is now the primary source of capital, it's more important than money. But when you have the know-how, when you have the know-how, that puts you in a whole different space. Because God said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Lack of knowledge.
Ignorance has been our greatest enemy. It hasn't been Satan. Satan has been whooped. Jesus has whooped him. So why are we worrying about something that's already been defeated that's under your feet? And if you're a member in the body of Christ, now, I'm going to go here just for a second. If you're a member, you're part of the body, why are we concerned about something that has already been defeated that's been whooped? It's under your feet. So it's just been our thinking, and so we have to change our thought life. But the book Collaboration, Teamwork, and Networking really speaks to where we're going, our new destination, and how we're going to get there. So anyway, that's that piece of the – see, each piece has a specific – part to it, but I want to really go to another level because
take us there.
Until you know who you are, you're not going to know what you are and what you've been called to do.
Wow,
we have an identity issue, and you know I did something here a year ago. I went to London and I spoke at the House of Lords in October. But what was more important than that is when I met Lord Alton of Liverpool and we got to talking about some things and he recommended that I go up to Liverpool. And so I took a two-hour train ride, myself and President North Shelton of American Slaving. We went up there together. And Annie, going to Liverpool changed my life forever. It was like getting hit by a bolt of lightning. You see, I look at life as like a puzzle. If you have any piece of the puzzle missing, guess what? The puzzle is not complete.
Wow.
Our history is tied to Liverpool, England. The U.S. history, our history, American slavery, is tied to Liverpool, England. And so going over there, I had the opportunity to look at it for what it was. And I came away with a whole different mindset. You see, an experience has the most potent impact on your belief system. You know, Annie, if I told you fire didn't hurt, you saw me as a credible person, I told you fire didn't hurt, and you went ahead, put your hand in the fire and experienced pain. What are you going to think from this point forward, Annie, as it relates to fire? You're not going to believe nothing I have to say. You went over there and put your hand, you believe me, you went over there and put your hand in the fire, and you experienced pain. You're like, Doc, I hear what you're talking about. But no, that experience that I had, it had a greater impact on my belief system. And if you haven't been there and done that, there's nothing that you could say to convince me otherwise. And I'll tell you what the cause was. It was economics. It wasn't a moral issue. It was strictly economics. The bankers saw opportunity to get rich. And they use human suffering to do it, using our people. And as I walked over there and I saw the
the they have their own Da Vinci code over on the buildings over in Liverpool. And unless you have a good guide who knows this stuff, you're just going over there would just be you just going over there as a tourist. But I went over there on a mission because one of the person that invited me to come over, he said, when you get over here, your history's tied to Liverpool. And I didn't believe him at first. But when I got over there and I saw what was going on, it hit me very hard, and I said, okay, I got it. And one of the things that I said over there was that the bankers, they spooled up slavery, Liverpool bankers. And then I said, okay, if Drive got you up into an enclosed garage, to get out of the garage, you're going to have to put the vehicle in reverse. You're going to have to use the same process that was used to wind it back down. And so I came home with a resolve that we really need to own our own economic system. We need to have our own financial institution where we control the economics, because it was all about economics. It has always been about economics. So having gone over there now, we now have the economic system in place, and for those that want to learn more about it, it's called the gold coin, and then go out to the Descendants of American Slave website and be nosy. Now let's bring it home. Now, having gone over there and have seen that, I said, all right, it's time to bring our people together. See, our group here, we got improperly released from slavery. And America set this thing up. They created the American Slave Business Enterprise System because they bred slaves. Also, too, I need to back up just a little. Liverpool sided with the South during the North and South War.
Yes.
The North couldn't compete with the South because of free labor, slave labor. But Liverpool sided with the South, and the reason why they sided with the South is because of the cotton. Cotton was king. Cotton was a hustle. Most of the cotton in America went to Liverpool. They set up shipping laws. They had they endorsed slavery because they needed someone to pick the cotton from the field. This was all about economics. Cotton created a multitude of industries that spun off it. But see, our group, the slaves, were ignorant. They bred them. And see, they brought individuals here to this country by force, not by choice, but by force. And so they're really non-immigrants. Everybody else come to America is an immigrant. They came by choice. But the people that they captured and brought here, and Liverpool sent 1.6 million slaves to the America, and 400,000 of them came here to the United States. I saw that piece, that was really eye-opening, and I began to see it from a whole different paradigm. And I said, okay, I got to go back and re-educate our group to learn, unlearn, then relearn, and began to move us in another direction. And so we have put processes in place. You know, God knew that we'd have this conversation today. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end.
Yes.
He's already finished.
Yes.
But what he's waiting for is his people to wake up. And I'm so glad you have the Wake Up Show, because they really do need to wake up, because for the last 150 years, we have been struggling. And we have not really, and if we keep doing what we've been doing, we'll keep producing the same results. And that's the definition of insanity, madness, crazy, or stupidity, is doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different outcome. We've talked about the problem. We've done this. We've done that. But now it's time for us to move forward. And by me going to Liverpool, it helped me to really understand the past. Because, see, the Word of God says, get wisdom, but with all you're getting, get understanding.
That understanding
was critical, because the understanding makes it easier for you now to be wanted to do it or bring about the change. Mm-hmm. And so we put the processes now in place that will move us from slavery to success to empowerment. God wants black people in America to be empowered. It's amazing that he always used the least in society to show himself true to. Why?
That's good. That's right.
Look what he's done for that group. Look what he's doing for that group. People say, oh, there is a God. Because look, they came from where they are now to where they need to be.
Yes.
And so this is what's so exciting about what we're doing, because we now have put the process in place. I'm excited to announce that we now have our own social media platform where we can really now have the discussion. You know, we can talk about the big white elephant in the room that nobody has wanted to talk about. Are you hear what I'm saying? We have to talk about it now. In the name of Jesus, we've got to talk about it. But see, Facebook is not going to let you talk about it on their platform. They'll shut you down. Or LinkedIn, or please, you start talking about empowerment. Well, you saw what happened when the lady started filming the police killing up there in Minneapolis. They shut her down. And, of course, people started demanding that it get put back up on the Internet, or people started putting it around the Internet because she broadcasts live. But when you don't control the system, you're subject to the system. And one of the things my brothers and sisters going to have to start doing, and we got to stop looking at it so much through our eyes, but we also got to look at how the other folks see us, because you are put and you are still operating in their system. America still sees us as American slaves. Still to this day.
I believe that.
To this day. I mean, and for those that don't believe me, don't pay your IRS taxes or every 2 weeks in your paycheck, they get IRS, the federal government get their money before you get yours. They took it away from the little man who used to breed slaves on the plantation, and the government took over. I'm keeping it real with everybody.
Wow, well, that's good.
You got to keep it real. And one thing that I really like, because coming from a legal perspective, you see, when they created the Constitution, we the people, it did not include the American slaves.
That's right.
Folks didn't know that. The slaves were not included in the Constitution. They only let them in the 14th Amendment. But they snuck the 13th Amendment in, too, so that if you break any one of their laws, it's a felony, they can put you back in slavery. The prison systems, that's still operating today. It has only have evolved. But here's the good news, and that I'm really excited about, and that is that when, and this is part of the Constitution, when a nation does not take care of its people, the people have a right to form their own union. That's how the United States came into existence and broke away from Great Britain, because Great Britain wanted taxation without representation. And so the founding fathers of the United States of America created the United States Constitution. But when they created it, it did not include the slave culture. So technically, you've had two nations that gave birth at the same time. You had the free nation, United States of America, and at the same time, you had the American slave nation. But the American slave nation have been cloaked behind names like colored, Negro, black. Now they're trying to force African-American on us. And I try and tell everyone, African-American is a United States immigration term for the whites and blacks that were born on the continent of Africa that come to the United States of America and legalize and don't go back home. You always put the country or the place where you immigrated from, like Chinese-American or Cuban-American or Latin American, or African American. The slave culture never did might immigrate here. The individuals here were brought here by force and then forced to give babies through the American business slavery enterprise system. And so those babies that were born here in the United States through that process are America's firstborn. She's had no other child but the slaves. And America's been a deadbeat parent to her firstborn and to her descendants. Just keeping it real with you.
Just keeping it real, so I tell you.
What we have to do is understand that there's birthrights in slavery. Slavery is, quote, illegal, corporate slavery. But America still have an obligation because it set up laws and processes to create the American slave culture. And she has improperly released them from slavery. Generally, the whole Civil War was about freeing the slaves. That's what it was all about, was economics. Well, generally, when the war is over, there's an article called the Declaration of Peace or the Article of Surrender. And it generally spells out what each party gets. You won't see that the American slave is listed in there anywhere. You should have, you have your audience go Google American Civil War Declaration of Peace or Article of Surrender. You'll see it's not in there. And so they improperly released this culture. And so we have to fix that. We've been called to fix it. Reparation is due to the American slave culture legally and also blood rights. Not morally, legally and blood rights. You see, the United States of America is a corporation that operates off of contracts, laws, codes, and proper legal documentation. When you deal with the federal government, you better dot every I and cross every T, otherwise it gets rejected.
You're right.
So
you're
no, hey, this is where we have to wake up. And see, America technically owes the American slave culture with interest. The number is running at $115 trillion. Listen, hey, you guys are not poor. You are just, we're not poor. Our culture is not poor. We just broke because we've had bad leadership that don't understand how the United States of America operates, don't understand business commerce, and certainly don't understand immigration. And see, everything rises and falls on leadership. Not something,
everything.
So we've had slave leaders that don't know who they are, that have misrepresented the culture. And the last real slave leader that we had that attempted to do something was Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Even in his death, even his burial, he had mules and buggies carrying him back to his gravesite. That was the death or a burial of a slave leader. And what we've done now, we've been off course. 50 years now have passed, and we're still out here marching. I'm not doing it.
You're right. You're right. You are absolutely right.
And
Dr. G.
We've had the Black Power movement. Now we've got the Black Lives movement. There's no substance behind it. It's hiding. And this is where we have made the change now with the new movement from slavery to success to empowerment. I'm sorry, you're about to get me preached. Go ahead. What were you talking about? I got off course a little.
That's okay. I was just about to ask you a question. One of our listeners here is asking how can she obtain more information pertaining this movement that you're talking about. She's wanting to read on it and get more information and follow it up. How can she do that? Could you share that right now?
Oh, yeah, great question. It's real simple. Here's the website, www.ss2se.net. F as in Frank, S as in Sam, the number 2, S as in Sam, E as in Echo, .net.
Okay.
That'll take you out there. Either you can put .com on there or .info after the first FS2SE dot whatever. We own all the domains.
And then she's also asking about, you said that you can't share it as much as you want on Facebook, but you're on social media. What are the other social media networks that she can actually?
We have our own social media network, is what I'm saying. And I'm putting information trying to, I got about 54,000 people that I connect with online, and I'm sharing it with them and wanting them to come over. I'm not telling them, don't stop using Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter, but we now have our own platform where we can begin to put our information out there. We can put our events out around the country. And we can be able to have the discussion. We can have the training. We can now control the narrative. We now have our own playing field. That has been the missing piece.
Yes.
We never had our own playing field.
That's right.
But we now have the playing field that can begin to unite us. We can come together in unity. We can now also finance our own movement.
That's good.
People are into cause to save Black America, to help it be more successful. That's a worthy cause.
That's good.
And you, and also, too, we can provide now business opportunities. We have put a lot of information out there for us to begin to engage in. You know, tomorrow night's going to be hosting an online video, my colleagues and I, to talk more about the From Slavery to Success Empowerment movement, where people, all they have to do, and for those that really want to join the conference tomorrow, online conference, is just put go out there and sign up. It's free to join, you know, www.fs2e.com, and just fill it out. You can put your picture out there. Now, if you're going to join, also put a good picture out there. Because
Dr. G,
Okay.
I was asking, they're asking about this information. Will you tag me with this information that I can put it on the Wake Up Call page, group page?
Absolutely. When we get off the line, it'll be a privilege, pleasure, and an honor. And
great.
Now, I need to say this to your audience because I'm about to be a little bit discriminatory.
Go ahead, do it.
This here is for black. This here is for descendants of America that know that they're descendants of American slaves, and for black folk that live here in America. If you live outside the United States, this is not for you. Before we can go clean up anyone else's backyard, we got to clean up our own.
Absolutely, absolutely.
This here is for. I'm going after. We've decided to go after to link up with the Black Lives Matter people who are ready to go to another level, that want more.
Oh, that's great.
That want to do more, that want to be more. I mean, that's it's a lot of energy out here. And I listened to their speech, the three young ladies on television, they were on TED, and I saw where they were. And their whole thing was just about bringing awareness.
Yes.
To that Black Lives Matter, you know, and then all lives matter. But right now, we got to help our community.
Yeah.
We got to teach us how to be more so we can do more so we can experience more success here in America. We've been struggling here for a long time, and that day's over. We have flipped the script here in 2016, and we will balance the scales here in 2017. We're not begging. No, this is a process, and those that are ready to go, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. We got work to do. But you know what happened? What I'm excited about, there's nothing been wrong. We've been called slaves, colored, Negro, Black, African American. Those have been labels. We thought the power was in the labels. No, it's been the brand. They branded us physically and mentally.
Wow.
Not only did they put brands on our skin, but they branded the people's mind, and it took the American Civil War to take the physical chains off of us. But the chains are still on the people's mind. And the only thing that will take the chains off your mind, and it was what Jesus Christ said in John 8, 31 and 32. If you continue in my word, you're my disciple indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
Change only comes when one is willing to embrace truth. The moment you embrace truth, you better watch out. Something's going to happen in your life. Your life is going to another level. And so we've had the wrong information.
Yes.
No, Sister Annie, I'm just keeping it real.
Keep it real. I love it.
And here's the other thing I want to do for your listening audience. For those that do sign up, I mean, we'll do this today. Because we're in technology. It's real time. I want you guys to go out there to the Descendants of American Slave page and click on the gold coin. Click on the gold coin. It's our economic engine.
Okay.
I'm not going to put it on the air, but I'll just say this here. Go out and be nosy. A double dog dare you. Go out there and be nosy and see what we're doing and how it will help to benefit you and your family and your communities. We have our own economic engine in place. We now have our own communication platform. We can now provide the opportunities.
That's good.
Help be more, do more, and have more. Because we have been out of place as a people. And God wants more success coming out of the black community.
I believe that. Nobody's going to do it for us.
And see,
we should make our own way
God
successful.
Put me in this vessel.
Yes.
He put me in this vessel, Annie. He didn't put me in no other body but this dark-skinned body because he knew that this hour, his people needed to hear this message.
Yes, I agree.
Because things
wow.
are coming our way right now. I mean, there's just something just happened in the United States that they've had election, and there's some things, some new people have a different agenda, and it's
yes.
not in the best interest of certain groups of people. I'll just
absolutely.
Put that out there. But
yeah, absolutely.
Here's what I know about God. He always have a ram in the bush.
Yes, yes, yes.
You don't want to get me preaching on the phone. He always have a ram in the bush.
He
even
always
Noah
have...
during his time. He saw the flood. He saw it before other folks saw it, and he was out
yes.
there building the ark, and everybody was laughing at him. But when that flood came, they weren't laughing.
I know that's right.
This process here about American slavery, people would have been laughing at you, brother. But you know
mm.
what? When I'm like Noah. He has given me an assignment.
All right. I know that's
and
right.
We don't beg people to get on board the vehicle. I don't do that when I fly for my other dream job. I don't beg, as a captain, I don't beg folks to get on board the jet. Either you're going to the destination with us or you're not. And if you're not going with us, hey, you're early for the next flight. It's the same thing about the process when we're moving our people. We're going to move them from poverty, ignorance, dependency, and complacency to knowledge, wealth, power, interdependency. You know, I love the scripture, Psalm 66:12 out of the King James. He said, I've caused men to ride over your head. You have gone through fire and through water, but I have brought you out into a wealthy place. Boy,
yes.
when I saw that, I said,
wealthy.
Oh, my God. So I've lined up my thoughts with God's thoughts.
Mm.
I've made my way his way. After all, he owns the earth, the fullness thereof, and all that dwells therein. So I'm going to roll with the one that created me. Because he,
that's
just like they say, you heard that show, Father Knows Best. Remember that show?
Don't share it because you'll be telling on your age.
Right? You'll be telling on your age, but our
but
Father
does know best. He does.
And so I'm excited about what it is that we're doing and where we're going, and because the script has been flipped. As a matter of fact, we've now created a new name that we have attached to American slavery. We don't ever want to get rid of that name. That name's worth $115 trillion U.S. dollars.
All right.
There's a lot of people wish they had that name right about now. No, don't give away your blessing. But what we have done is changed the name.
Yes.
We've changed the name, or not so much changed the name, we've done a rebranding. See, by going in the past, we saw what they did, the decisions that they made, because they are affecting us currently today.
Hmm.
Now that we know, it was a branding. They branded us to work, to be slaves for white people forever, perpetual labor, free labor. But see, now that we know, we can now do a new branding. Now, so that's what we've done. We've now created a new name called the Maximizers. Have you
All right.
Heard?
I love it. Just I love it.
Anytime that we do something, we take it to a whole nother level.
New level. That's
I mean,
right.
I'm just keeping it real with you.
They
didn't want us in sports. And then we had the Babe Ruth. They didn't want us golfing. Then we had Tiger Woods. They didn't want us playing basketball.
Go.
Then we had Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Anytime we get in something, we take it to another level. That's just in us. I love it.
You are certainly right about it.
I mean, just recently here, I don't know if you watched the Olympics, but the little girl on the gymnastic took it to a whole nother level.
Yes, she did.
And then the swimming at the swim meet.
We're taking that too, huh?
Won the gold medal on the first time out.
Yes.
I know other folks are saying, oh, my God, they're taking over now in the sports and swimming now. Oh, my God, little Myrtle, I'm going to have to swim an extra lap now. No, I'm just joking. But get back on course. Anytime we do something, we take it to another level. See, every other culture knows that about us. But the issue is We have not known it.
Wow.
But we have not acknowledged it. So we're acknowledging it today that we are the maximizers.
Yes.
We will do more, and we will have more. We now have our own emancipation process.
All right.
We're not waiting on anyone to deliver us. God has already, he said in Deuteronomy 8:18, I have given you power to get wealth,
yes,
that you may establish my covenant with men. See, we have a success contract with God. Not man, but with God.
Oh, with God.
And so that is our source in all that we do. Now, what we have to do is be willing to submit. No, I didn't say be submissive. I said submit to a process.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
the Word of God says where there's no vision, the people perish.
People perish. They perish.
We have been in a perishing state because there has not been a vision.
Mm.
See, wherever there's a vision, there's also provision.
Yes.
And see, we got to get linked. Oh, well, this is in my spirit, and I kind of dropped this out there today on Facebook
to my
little group that listens to me. I said, the leader finds the vision, the people finds the leader. Ooh.
Okay, okay. I like it, I like
the
it.
The leader finds the vision,
the people
find the leader.
The leader.
Now I want to define leadership real quickly here, and then I'm going to get back on course.
Go ahead.
Leadership
we got
is nothing but influence.
Influence, yes.
Nothing more, nothing less. The ability to influence a people to get involved with a vision and a mission. And here's the thing about God when he gives a person a vision. When God gives a person a vision, it's always designed to get man out of his dying predicament.
Okay.
He gave one to Abraham in the Genesis chapter 15 when he was having trouble believing God for a son. He wanted a son. And when God showed him, took him outside, gave him, he told him to count the stars, put a baby face on it, so shall your seed be. He gave one to Ezekiel. He said, go down and speak to those dry bones. So anytime he gives a vision, it is designed to get man out of his dying predicament. We have
that.
Been being destroyed for a lack of knowledge, not money. Ignorance has been our greatest enemy. It's what
it
we
really
don't know is kicking our backside.
Mm.
But here's the good news. When you know thyself and you know the enemy, you are never, ever in danger of losing any battle. But if you only
repeat
know yourself
and
know not the enemy, I said when you know thyself and you know thy enemy, you're never, ever in danger of losing any battle.
Yeah,
but if you
I
only
like
know
that.
Yourself and know not the enemy, you stand a 50% chance of winning. But when you don't know thyself and don't know the enemy, you've already lost.
Wow,
so
that's
our
good. That's a great
are losing, they haven't known thyself and they don't know who the enemy is. But the good news is this process that we have from slavery to success and empowerment, it is designed to help the people to know who they are, what they've been called to do, and how to get it done.
That's good.
The how-to is the most important. It's critical. And so
it's very critical.
When we understand this, and then we have to come to the point where we have to say to ourselves, we don't know it all. We have to humble ourselves and say, I don't know. It's just like an alcoholic. Unless that alcoholic acknowledges that he's an alcoholic, he can't get help.
That's right.
But the moment he said, I'm an alcoholic, then and only then is he open up now to be able to receive more information. And the American slave culture, they have to acknowledge they don't know.
Good.
And this next generation, the millenniums, they have not gone back far enough in history. I'm keeping it real. They haven't been to Liverpool, England. They don't know. So they're making, and here's the nugget, life is choice driven. The quality of life that you live in this earth realm is based on the quality decisions that you make. But if you have not had the right information, you cannot make the right choices, and the decisions that you do make it will be to your detriment because you made them without having all the information.
Wow.
And so from this point forward, today, we can begin a new chapter in all of our lives by saying, I'm ready to go to another level. I'm ready to be open. We got to do what Jesus said. He said, you got to come into the kingdom like a child.
Yes.
You know, children,
yes.
Children are always touching everything. They're I want to be in the know. And that's good.
Yes.
And that's the kind of the mindset
yes.
you have to be. Well, I want to learn. What have you got? What are you doing? What have you done?
Yes.
And I want to encourage all your listening audience to go out there and be nosy. Go out to the From Slavery to Success and Empowerment website. Go out to the Descendants of American Slaves. And there's one other thing that it just hit me that we have to deal with. And if your members sign up today, I will make sure all of them get a copy of this. We have an issue that has never been addressed called post-traumatic slave syndrome.
Oh, wow.
Post-traumatic slave. See, the Word of God said in 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper.
Yes.
And see, your soul is made up of your mind, will, imagination, motion, and intellect. So you've got to prosper in all five of those areas. And so we have never been made whole. Yeah, we're born again. The moment you got born again, you reconnected back to God. You hooked up. But then you got to know how to renew the mind. And the mind is in the soulless realm. Our group haven't learned the law of mind renewal. And that's a process that we're going to teach through From Slavery to Success and Empowerment. You got to know this. But also, too, we got to deal with this post-traumatic slave syndrome that's still affecting our culture. And for all your, I'll know when you sign up, I'll make sure that you get a copy, a 9-page document that you can begin to study and internalize. Because you got to, this one is a personal thing. See, there's three levels, dependency, independent, interdependency. See, we've been dependent, sucking on everybody for everything, food, shelter, clothing, information. But you're going to have to go out and do an independent thing. And this is independent study where you have to take this document and you have to meditate on it. But I promise you this, it'll give you the processes, the how-to, to be able to be made whole in the soulless realm, in the mind.
Yes, yes, giving us that mind makeover.
Got to have the mind makeover. There's nowhere around.
Yeah, you're right about it.
I mean, it's time out for doing the wrong thing. And this is what for just them signing up. Oh, by the way, sign in to the From Slavery to Success to Empowerment. It's free. It's free to sign up and join the conversation. But I want to get
this
document out to your people because I can tell you those that have now come in, we've got about almost 80 people that have signed up in the last week or two.
Wow, that's good.
And I'm starting to really now get them moving in the right direction because we've got to be made whole mentally. And we have to prosper in the soulless realm first before it happens here on the exterior realm. We've been trying to do it exteriorly by going to get a car and house and bling bling and ching ching and all that stuff.
That's and missing the point. Yeah.
They missed it. They didn't understand the process. Where the Creator said, Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. So the first place that we have to prosper is in the soulless realm.
That's right.
And this is where this information here you can do on your own. I can't do this one for you. But I can give you the information where you can begin to internalize it. And I tell you, it don't take long because then you see it for what it is and then it helps you have the paradigm shift and nobody will ever be able to play you again. Well, you got me fired up, Sister Annie.
That's good. But this is so good, Dr. G. You always come with a wealth of knowledge and you bless us so greatly. And we didn't want to close this year without having you back
that you can share this information with us and, you know, share with our listeners and how they can get involved, you know, how we can win in 2017, you know, is my thing, you know. So we got to take it to a new level, you know, and it starts with the mind.
Yeah.
It starts with
the
mind.
And, hey, we'll be able to say this here. We flipped the script here in 2016.
So what are we doing in 2017 then?
We're balancing the scales in 2017.
Ooh,
see,
wow.
In the eyesight of God, we're all considered equal.
Yeah.
That's a nugget. But we're doing it with a new branding. We're changing the brand from being subservient to serve white people forever, our culture, free labor, to being the maximizers.
Right.
Being more, doing more, and having more good success here in the United States of America.
That's good.
I'm
is
about to make myself happy now.
I'm
talking to your audience, but you know, I'm hearing it myself, it's like this good stuff, Doc. It's like the Holy Spirit is speaking through me to the folks. It's they turn and stay time.
Yes.
And here's a nugget that your people gotta get. God said, not Dr. G. God said the last shall be first. Not might, not maybe, but shall be.
Yeah.
That means it's going to happen. It's going to, and see, the last culture that has been introduced to the human family, his family, is the American slave culture. There has never been another culture that has been bred into existence purposely than the American slave culture. And it's their turn and it's their time.
That's good.
We're not going to miss this opportunity.
That's good.
We're not asking anyone to do something that we can do for ourselves. You know, we are a $1.2 trillion economy. That's going to be the number this year. $1.2 trillion. That is a nation economy. We are a nation within a nation.
Mm.
However, we haven't been acting like that. And see, I've moved now beyond religion, because religion has been a tool to keep the people from coming together.
Okay.
So that they can
live
life and have it more abundant. Now, I didn't say spirituality. You didn't hear me say that.
Religion.
I never moved beyond spirituality. Because we are made in the image of God after his likeness, and God is a spirit. And he said, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. He said he's looking for those.
Yes.
To worship him. And so I tell him, you ain't got to go nowhere. You can stop right here, Lord. Right, if you don't find nobody else on the planet, I will worship you in the spirit and in truth.
In truth.
I'm going to tell you something about truth. Truth is just is. It doesn't need no one to stand with it. But it does need someone that's going to be bold and courageous to speak it.
I believe that.
That's not fearful.
I believe
of dying. And Annie, I hang out at 37,000 feet, my sister. That's a hostile environment up there. I'm not afraid of what
no one
could do down here to me. But it's not about me. It's about we. And I want to encourage your listening audience to join today. www.ff2se.net.
And then plus we will post it after the show as well, right?
Yeah, I will send it to you just as soon as your show's over. First off, I just want to tell you I'm honored that you would give me the opportunity, that you would trust me to share a word with your listening audience.
Absolutely.
I'm honored and I'm humbled by that.
Absolutely,
and,
Doctor, you have been a blessing in our lives. And, you know, we have a TV platform as well now. So, you know, when you come to Charlotte, we're going to have to go and have you there at the studio to do a live show as well. You said put on our seatbelts, you know, so I believe we're going to win in 2017, but to know to do good and do it not is a sin. And I believe God has given us this information for such a time as this. So then we're going to have to take this information and allow God and be used by God to share it with others and to learn and to grow from it, because he's given us the power to gain wealth.
Now, let me drop this little nugget on you. Something that, for those that sign up, two things happen. They'll get their own webpage out at the From Slavery to Success to Empowerment. But also, too, we have a fundraiser page where you can be able to set up your own fundraiser page and help to raise some funds for the challenges that we have. Where folks can win $25,000. We're making it fun. We're creating opportunities out there for them. But here's the good news. From the fundraiser part of it, whatever dollars that you bring in, 25% goes back to you.
Oh, nice.
I love that piece. See, the word of God says give, and it shall be given back to you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom.
Yes.
I mean, that's what the word says.
Yes.
Well, 25% of whatever that you bring in through your fundraiser page, it goes back to you. So we're creating job opportunities. We have now put a process in place where we can now come together in unity. We can now create financial opportunities, create business opportunities, and a platform where people can now can be stars.
That's good.
Get their message out. That has been the missing part to us as a group, not having business opportunities available for Black America in our communities. And we have to do it. We've been waiting for someone else to do it. No. He has given us power. We've been anointed to get it done.
Yes, he's given us the power
to do it.
The key
thing is, we've been anointed to do it, but we got to come together in unity. Because see, when we come together in unity, as I told you, Psalms 133, 1 through 3, he said, I will command the blessings on you for life and forevermore. So until we come together in unity, it hinders God from doing his job. Because see, he's not going to violate his law for you or for me.
That's right.
And so we
have to
get with the program. We got to begin to line up our thoughts with his thoughts, and we got to make our way his way. And when we do that, that's when you will see the flow that will flow through us. Because he's blessing us to be a blessing, not a reservoir, but a blessing, so that it can flow through us, because God wants to save the lost. He wants the lost saved in this process. But we haven't been about kingdom business. We have not came together really in unity to take care of kingdom business. But now we have a platform to do it.
That we can.
And I'm not promoting religion. You can be a First Church of God in Christ on all whatever. You just have to be Black, and you have to live in America.
Okay.
To partake of this.
Okay. That sounds great. Someone is asking for you to mention your second book here, Life Lessons I've Learned, and how can they...
Okay.
And they want to. And they want to know how they can get your book.
Well, it's out at Amazon. It's out the book. All the books are out at Amazon. From collaboration, teamwork, and networking. And this is your captain speaking. You can get it from Amazon, and it's a great book because we built a curriculum around it to help people understand where they are, who they are, where they need to go, and how to get there. I mean, it's just like a flight plan. It's the same process. And we have to be more come process-minded, process-oriented.
That's good.
We got to move from the I-ism now to the we-ism, to the team. Even when I fly the airplane, I have a team up there helping me. I'm not up there by myself.
Okay.
It's a team effort. But slaves were taught never to work with one another, and they passed that on to their descendants.
That's
the slavery. And so we have to deal with that. I mean, we have to first acknowledge that does exist, and this is how we're going to overcome it.
That's good.
And reading the book, Collaboration, Teamwork, and Networking will help you This is your captain speaking. Life lessons learned at 35,000 feet will help you. So you can get the books out at Amazon. You also can go to the Descendants of American Slave page, too.
Okay. All right. Dr. G, someone else is asking, how can they connect with you? How can they connect with you? Can they connect with you via your Facebook page?
Yes, via Facebook page. You know what? Now, let me say this to your listening audience.
Okay.
I had 5,000 folks. I hit that number.
Uh-oh.
So I have knocked off 1,500 people. So I got room for those that want to come together, work together with through each other to make some things happen. I would love for them to connect. But I want folks that want to work together, not just there to, you know, I want to be able to call you and say, what you doing? Where you at? What's your destination today?
That's good.
I'm looking for a participant.
I know that's right. Well, Dr. G, this has been great. This has been awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for being a part of the show today. It's always great to have you here because, like I said, you bring such a wealth of information to our listeners, and you're so empowering. You bring such an empowerment to the platform, and we love that. So thank you again, and we will definitely have to have you back. You know you're a regular of the Wake Up Call radio show. And as I've stated before, we're going to have you for the TV show to come into the live TV show to share your initiative and, you know, so people can see you and see how we can connect with you and also connect with you.
Well
special thanks
what,
to... Yes, sir.
I want to do that. And I want us to connect through the internet and media. We can do this immediately and get this thing moving. And I'm coming to Charlotte to see you.
Okay. Now, Dr. G, you have to do it now. You're going to have to land that plane in Charlotte.
I'm coming now. I'm coming down.
Okay.
Now. Don't act like you don't know me when I say, I'm in town.
Well, make sure you let us know ahead of time that you're headed this way so that we can make some time to fellowship. Because like I said, it's been a blessing. You know, it's been over, about 10 years now? And it's been a blessing from day one. And I thank God for the relationship. I do thank God for all that he's doing through your ministry and through all of your endeavors. A special thanks to our Blog Talk listening audience and our Facebook audience. Please help us continue this ministry by advertising your business or ministry with the Wake Up Call show. You can also order my new book, Wake Up Call, Waking Up God's Purpose in You, by going to Barnes & Noble. Please continue to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, at Sally's Ministry and Wake Up Call Radio. Follow us on YouTube by subscribing to Wake Up Call Radio. Please invite a friend to join us next Sunday for the Wake Up Call Radio. Dr. G has also stated that his books will be found. You can find them on Barnes & Noble as well and Amazon. Okay, and then he will over the paperwork so that you can connect with him and get a part, become a part of his initiative. God bless you. Have a good day. And remember, this has been your Wake Up Call. God bless.
Every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In- Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power
in the name
of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army.